Yushalmid Bracha Staf Lamed Beis. New Perek. Perek begins. Misha Meso Muto Lefano. A person, this is continuation discussion of other times, other people that are part of Kriya Shema, like we said earlier, Chasan. And here we're talking about the Inyani Avelos. Misha Meso Muto Lefano. A person who his mace, one of the Zion Krovim, is in front of him. And he's mechuyev to bury him. He's involved in the burial. So Allah is part of me, Kriya Shema, and not tefillin. You're part of from Kriya Shema and tefillin. Again, because he's an oinein, and oinein is osik bekvirasam. He's osik in his osik mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. He's potter for the doing this, and we're going to see the Gemara later, as we come up later today. The Gemara discusses the inyan of whether it's a chiddush is, whether you're potter because of your Torah b'mitzvah, or because you can't be b'chavin properly. Because otherwise, anytime we oske mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. So what is the chiddush over here, that we say you're potter in Kriya Shema, and from tefillin, you should be potter anyway, because oske mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. And we're going to see the Gemara, and discuss the idea, is that there's an inyan where you're Torah b'tir to the mitzvah, so you can't be mechavin properly. So in other words, that the nafkamina, if you're doing the mitzvah and you're potter from the mitzvah, so if you want to do the mitzvah, you can do it. But if you say that the reason you can't do it because you can't mechavin properly, like a chassan who's busy focusing on the bias mitzvah, that's why you're potter, then you shouldn't do it. It'd be us to do it. And the Haredim brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, afilu ratzal hachmal atzma aser. Even if you want to be machman yourself, you can't do it. And the Mirror proves it. Because since all mitzvahs anyway you're potter from, so what's the kiddush over here? Since you're b'kabbal o'malchus shemayim, you have to have a clear head. And therefore, if you can't do it, you'd be potter. You can't do it. Even if you want to, you can't do it. So you potter m'kriya shemayim with tefillin. And we're going to discuss a little bit soon is what the inyan of tefillin is. What do we need to tell us the kiddush of tefillin? Kriya shemayim we can understand because maybe it's just a very quick mitzvah, b'kabbal o'malchus shemayim, and you want to do it anyway. But tefillin, what's the shaila about tefillin? What would be the chiddush that tefillin you potter? Of course you potter. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, who else besides the person who's the avil, who is the oinein, besides him, who else? Noisi amita, those who are carrying the aron, chilufeyan, those who are there to change the replacements, chilupichilufeyan. In other words, that they used to set up groups of three different groups of people that after everybody wants to have a chilik in the mitzvah of being noisi aron. So there would be one run, they'd go a little bit later, the second group would take over, and the third group, all of them, shofnei amita, if they're in front of the mita, they are all but see the potter from the Kriya Shema as well, because there's Oseik B'mitzvah. The Eshel Acha Mita, and those who are behind the Mita, which means they already carried it, the Halakha is as well that they'd be potter. That's Eshel Mita Tzorach Ben Peturin. Those who are Mita that you need them, needed to carry a potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillin. She Eina Mita Tzorach Ben Chayav, the Milchoyev. Now, what are we referring to? We're talking about a person, again, who carried already, who's behind. So now, there's no reason why he can't go ahead and put on the tefillin, or say Kriya Shema, put on tefillin. Now, the shaila is like this. When you're going back of them, we're talking about stam people that have mechabe, it's a mitzvah to escort the aron, malav the mace. So, but those people are not potter because they're not integral. They could stop where they are, put on, say Kriya Shema, put on tefillin, and then continue being malav the mace. But they're not integral to the carrying of the aron, actually doing the mitzvah of kuros hameis. But for those who are behind, who already walked through, who already carried, so therefore they should be potter. However, we're going to see a little bit later that Rishonim not so pashit. Even those who already carried, maybe they'll be called to carry again. Maybe the distance is further. They need fresh people that still have. Even if they carried already, but now they need to. Some people have to help and assist the carrying the aron. So it could be even in such a case, even those who are achar amita would also be obligated to quantir karedim to be able to have to carry the mita as well. Okay, so the Gemara says that therefore this is the luck of the Mishnah. And we have two reasons. Number one, osik mitzvah potter mitzvah, and the other reason is because of Torah b'machshavto, you're Torah in the machshava. We're going to see, therefore, in that reason, you would not be able to do it even if you want to. Eilvi al p'turim tefila. Both of them are potter in tefila. So why would they be potter in tefila? So the the Haredim brings down simply because the fact that it's the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, it quotes Rashi in Brachas, it's the Rabbanon, and therefore it's the Rabbanon, you're able to, we're makel, and we exempt you from tefillah. The Haredim adds on, another one, Shemin tefillah ma'umud. Yeshua shows called kak. The other story is that even if it's not, the fact that you have to stand, Shmonesu, you have to stand still. And since you can't stand still, because the whole idea of being malav emes is to move, is to bring it to emes, the kvura, so that's not possible. It could be kriyashma, which just takes a minute only, and you could do it while you're walking, except the first pasuk is only a minute to stop. You may be mechuyev, maybe in kriyashma, you would think. The chiddush of the mission is that you're not. But tefillah, you're potter because you need to stand, and you can't stand because that's the opposite of it. Again, that's the Pnei Moshe says the second time, you could diamim neshet shvicha kavan of yaseira. Because since the tefillah is b'shem rachame, tefillah is you're asking a kadosh baruch hu for something, so Mamela, that requires greater kavanah for the whole Shemin Esrei. And therefore, that would not be incorporated. So you have either the fact that it's the Rabbanon, or the fact that you have that it's, you need to have longer kavanah, or the other day the Haredim says that you have to stand in place and that you can't stand that long to be able to do Kriya Shema, to do tefillah. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, not tefillin, from tefillin also. Remember, wants the question, what's the Kiddush? What does the Mishnah tell us, not tefillin? Why? Gemara says, Elvel b'yom rishon. We have a brayse that says, Elvel b'yom rishon doesn't feel, and Elvel on the first day doesn't wear tefillin. So it's even after the kvura, not that he's, of course, the only thing we know is potter. The Mishnah says it's potter. But talking about even where he finished the burial, but that day, he still does not put on tefillin after the kvura. And the Gemara dashes it out of, the Pnei Moshe brings down from the brayse and the Bavli, where it says, that the pasuk says in the lashon of the Rashi, the Gemara quotes that it says in the halakha that the navi, the Gemara says in my cutting, Yecheskel pe'ercha chavish olecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel you're going to put on tefillin, even though he was told that his wife is going to die, still put on your tefillin. Makhlal de avil asa betefillin. The chiddush of avil is asa betefillin. In other words, even though you should put on tefillin, but otherwise mashma that an avil cannot put on tefillin, and therefore you it tells you that halakha that it's potter. So you don't put on tefillin. So an avil the first day doesn't put on tefillin. The second day he does put on tefillin. Why the second day? Because the second day is not as bad as the first. You don't have the pain of the avil. It's not as bad. It's not as intense. Memela, therefore, the second day we allow you to wear to tefillin. First day it's usher, the second day you wear. But if people come on the second day, they come to Menachem Avilim, then the Nunacham, the Menachem, and the people come to Menachem Avilim, Pnei Moshe says, then Allah is, then even call Shiva, all Shiva, you don't wear tefillin. They realize it. You take off the tefillin, you don't wear tefillin. Rabbi Yeshua says that the, right now, you can go ahead, you put on tefillin the second day. But if people come, you take out tefillin even throughout all the shiva. Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. First and second day are the same. You don't wear tefillin. But Yom HaShishi knows about the third day you put on tefillin. What does he hold? He holds, says the Haredim, that the second day is equal to, in bitterness, to the same. Says the Haredim, Yeshua, both of them, Allah Nicham, the Ksib, Yom, Yomar, Iker, Merivasu, Tavichad Yuma. Really, it should be the same thing. The meriras, the bitterness, is the one big day. The first and second day is the same. And therefore, the look is, if Yeshua says you don't wear tefillin both days, the third day, yes. But the Avelim come later, you don't take them off. Now again, what's the cheshbon? You don't take them off? Because if when people come off the beginning, the second day, and you're wearing tefillin, you got to take them off. Because it's why? Because it's people think that you're being lax in your feeling for mourning, for avelus. And therefore, it's ma'arer, people come, talk to you about the mace, it's ma'arer bitterness, ma'arer tefillin. Therefore, you should not be, you don't wear tefillin. But the halacha that they bring down, that the, it should be the same idea, that it should be able to put on tefillin, that there would be chultz and kol shiva, if people come, because mis'ayri lebechi mispa, says the Rashmi Solo. Because when people come, they ma'ore bechi, they talk about the mace, and shivcho shal mace, they praise the mace, and therefore it becomes bitterness. It's yomar, it's almost like a day of avelos, therefore you should take them off. But Yeshua says, disagrees and says, you don't have to take him off. So we have a Shita, Rabbi Elazar is Machmir one place and Mekel another one, and Yeshua the other way around. So Mary wants to know, a Shaila, what's about in Yom HaShini and Yosef Tefillin? What about on the second day, you don't put on Tefillin? What's the reason why does it tell you that a second day you don't put on Tefillin? What's Pshat Yeshua said you don't put on Tefillin the second day? If Misha Mitzvah put the Lefun of, the look as you put them in Tefillin, so why should an Oinin be any different than the idea of a Shiva? What's Pshat? Yes, the Oinin, you're Osek Bekfura, but you have the Tzam, the Bemerirus of an Avelus. So Mele, if you don't do it, you should be Putter as well. It might have by own. If you putter when you're in Avel, but you don't have the Indian of being Mesasek Bekuraso, you put them in Tefillin according to the Rav Yeshua, you put on the second day. So then, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that by Tefillin you put an Oinin is put? Of course you should be putter. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? They shouldn't have to tell us that. It's Pashut. Mar says, Ella, begin, Tana, Da, Tanala. So Mar, really, Enochana Mishnah says, really, didn't have to. Once it told you in an Oinin is Mekrish, Mar told you Tefillin also. Here, the Bavli has an Arichas here. The Gemara and the Bavli tries to find other reasons what the Chiddush would be by Tefillin. But here, the Ushami goes straight to the Teretz, skips some of the Terutzim that are brought down in the Bavli. The Charedim is Marich a little bit more into the Shaila and the Sugya and Bavli, where the Gemara gives other answers to explain. But here, it goes straight to the answer, said, no, the same Alok applies, that that it's Alok to tell you that the same din, really there's no din, and a Kanami, I would know it. It's just telling you, once it tells you about Krishma, it told you it's Tefillin, but you don't need to tell us Tefillin here in the Mishnah. It would be, Alok itself, we know, a din of Madaki Alok is by the Avil, second day, surely by the Shat the Gemara. We want to clarify Shaila to understand what is the Alokah in we pass a Lezer Yeshua in do we a combined combination of the two, or do we pass in the Churma or Lekula like each one? Zera Mitzvah, you made a Merav, Alok or Lezer Benesina. We pass a combination. Like a Lezer Benesina, we put on Tefillin that an Avil, the Alok is, takes on Tefillin. On the first day, he doesn't put on Tefillin, he puts on Tefillin on the second day. And Rav Yeshua Bechalitza, and in the passage of Rav Yeshua Bechalitza, that you don't take off the Tefillin when they come, when other new Menachem come, people come to Menachem Avil, you don't take it off. So we hold like Rav Elazar by Tefillin, Rav Machmir by Tefillin on the second day. At the same time, we're Machmir to put on Tefillin, and we're Machmir they take off the tefillin of Yeshua that we keep the tefillin on even when people come. Fake the Marv Zera boy, he had a Shiloh. Nas to be Yom HaShani Rabbi Elazar. Do we say go and you put on tefillin a second day like Rabbi Elazar? Mao she yas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua shalakos. Do we follow Alok Rabbi Elazar with Rabbi Yeshua Shita? You don't have to take them off. In other words, what Mao wants to know, it's not stam maybe that we pass Rabbi Elazar ben Asina of Yeshua Bachalitza, then maybe what we're doing by Bel, we're saying that maybe we should either like one or the other. In other words, maybe you understand that Yeshua, how does Rav understand the halakha here? Maybe we're talking about on the second day we're not Chalitza. Really, later in the other days that it's the economy we hold that you don't take it off. But maybe on the second day you would take off the Tefillin. Zakta Pneim Charedim explains the Gemara Shaila. Now here, there's two completely distinct ways to learn the Gemara. Mamash are different between a Shaka Vatarye. Again, one of the complexities of Yerushalmi, you can go through the Mefarshim on the side, Pnei Moshe, Charedim, and the Rash Sirolo, and you mamash have two different Gemaras in front of you. But the way the Charedim learns the Gemara Shaila, U'atzma Nistapik, Avzeu was Mistapik, Behod, Dimishmei, Durava Lokar, Yeshua Bechalitza, the Gabi the second day, B'sheni Ein Chalitza of Yeshua, the Lester of Anokha Kla. You don't put any Anokha Lul. Maybe Rishishi, Oma Anokha of Yeshua, Enu Cholates. Al B'sheni Leidani Cholats of Lul. Maybe the luck is that the second day we don't know. No, not that we say, you should like Allah, like we just finished saying, Rabbi Elazar and Asina, that you don't put on Tefillin, you put on Tefillin on the second day, but the Allah, like Yeshua, that you put on Tefillin on the second day. And Alok of Yeshua, you don't take them off. Maybe the third day on, we hold like of Yeshua. And maybe the suffix is Rileza. What do you do on the second day? Maybe on the second day, you should take them off. What is the Gemara? How do you learn the Gemara? Mao Shayak loads. What's the Alok on that second day? That's the way the Charedim learns the Gemara Shaila that Rav Zeira is asking over here. Again, as I mentioned, the Pnei Moshe learns differently, and the Rosh Hashanah learns, seems to have a combination of between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara answers Amar Yosef Bibi Barun, Vechine, this is the Taked Aloka. Vechine, this is the Aloka. Nosna Beyom Hasheni Kervi Lezer. We pask on the second day like Kervi Lezer. And Nas or Elezer of Yeshua show lockloads, but we follow Elezer according to Yeshua that you don't remove it on the second day. You're filling out any of the days. You don't do that at all. So in other words, Elezer would agree that I love Yeshua's halacha on the other days, but even on the second day, Elezer saying we halacha of Yeshua that lo lockloads, you don't take them off on the second day, even though Rabbi Elazar says that you can put them on the second day, but the look is you don't take them off, unlike Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, "In Keni, because if you, how do I know I'm right that that's the pshat in the Gemara? That in Keni, because if you didn't learn that way and it was the other way around, which means what? Which means on this when people came on the second day, you'd have to take off the tefillin if that was the halacha. Name my halacha, Rabbi Elazar. So say the halacha, Rabbi Elazar, that says the halacha legabe the second day of Shiva, the second day of Shiva." Halacha l'pasuk Rabbi Elazar that you put on tefillin the second day and that you don't change it. It doesn't affect at all by taking them off. So that's the halacha Rabbi Elazar stam. You wouldn't have to say the statement that we mentioned that the Gemara says halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Sina and halacha Rabbi Yeshua b'chalitza is not, would not, you don't have to say it that way. If the halacha was clear that Rabbi Elazar would hold, the halacha would be that you have to move your tefillin on the second day when the panim chadash is kahan. Just say halacha Rabbi Elazar that on the yom first day you're potter, second day you're mechuyah, but take off the tefillin if people come. Panim chadash is lakan. But the fact that it doesn't say that, it says halacha Rabbi Elazar. Yeshua says the karet, and what the Gemara is saying is that you see a raya proof that we accept Rabbi Elazar's halacha of tefillin on the second day you wear. Yet Rav Yeshua's halakha is that we don't take off the tefillin even on the second day when Panim Kadosh is Bo Lakan. That is the Gemara, says the Raya, that's the halakha that Rav Elazar, that's what he means, the halakha of Rav Elazar. Says the Gemara, where do we see this halakha? How about that an oinen is part different tefillin and from Kriya Shema, halakha of the Mishnah. What's the basis? What's the source in the Torah? I'm a Rabbi Bun. Ksiv lamantiskas yom tesko meir to try and call him Echayeko. Kol Yemei Chayecha, what's the drasha Kol Yemei Chayecha? So the Haredim says, it should say, what should it say? It's actually the word Chayecha. It should say Kol Yemecha ala Adama. What's Kol Yemei Chayecha? So the Gemara dashes out, the rabbis to tell you, Yomim Sha'at Osek Bebechayim, on days that you're involved in the mitzvahs of living this world, doing the mitzvahs of that a person Jew is mechuyah to do every day. Not the mitzvah yichai that you're involved with mekruas hames. So the extra chayeka, again, it should say kol yameka, but says kol chayeka, says the karedim, it tells you, therefore, a limud, a diuk, that the miyu to tell you that only every day of the year you're mekruas to kriya shema and tefillin. However, on days that you're involved in kruas hames, which is the mitzvah of an owning, you are putter from Kriya Shema Tefillin because of the fact that it says Imechayaka. The question, of course, is the Haredim asked the question, so do all the Rishayim. Since we know that Allah is also mitzvah patam and mitzvah, we know that from many sources, what's the reason for the Haredim? What do you have to have this drush of Chayaka? You're patur anyway. What do you need the pasuk for? Says the Haredim, very interesting. He says, it's a trey korah to read the kasan to read the mitzvah mutulfanam. He said, Torah to treat the mitzvah merubim in the kasan. I feel the kasan left out. What would I tell you? I would tell you that maybe that it would be a situation would be when a person is oisek b'mitzvah, when a person is involved in doing a mitzvah, that's when you're part of a mitzvah. So when a person owning is involved directly in kuras hames, then you're part of. But maybe if a person's not here, not mesa mutalafanav, he's an owning, but he's not here. The mesa is someplace else. Maybe you think in such a case, you're not oisek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. You would think that therefore, you're not mechoyev to. Therefore, you could say Kriya Shema, you could put on tefillin. K'mashman chayecha, since you're an onin and that's your obligation, mamelu, you're potter from Kriya Shema and tefillin, even if you're not in front of you, it's not directly in front of you, you still are a potter from the mitzvah. That's why we have to have the extra drasha of the mitzvah of a... of to tell you that a mace mutalafanav an onain is potter from tefillin and from kriyashma from the word extra word kayeka beyond the requirement of osim mitzvah potter and a mitzvah that it be mutter anyway because we need both factors. Okay, says the Gemara. Gemara wants to know another halacha. What about if a person wants to do it anyway? Imra Tani, we looked at a brisa. Imra a person wants to go ahead. And lahachmer latzmo, the brisa mesekos makos. A person wants to be makon himself, and oinin wants to say kriya shema, even though his potter ain't shomla. We don't listen to him. We don't let him do it. Freitim olama. Why don't we let him do it? Let him say kriya. What's wrong? So he wants to makabel makos shemayim. So the Gemara has a shaila. Is it a hakira? Is it make photo shall maize? Is it because it's covered the maize? It's not nice. The maize covered the maize. The maize is mutalafana. You should be busy with the avelus. You should be busy in being machabe the maize, in talking about the maize, in thinking about the maize, in mourning for him, and you're saying kriyishma instead. That's a bizarre maize. Photo shall maize. Oh, no, because you need mechuyif to carry. You have to be involved in carrying the maize. Your job is to do it, involved in the maize. And if you don't do it, if you're busy saying kriyishma, you won't be able to do it. And therefore, you will not be able to go in and be involved with it. So what is the reason why you can't do it? Again, is it because it's not covered to the mace that you're thinking about Kriya Shema, your own mit, kibbutz ma'ach shema, and you should be involved in the mace? Or is it because there's no one else to do it? You need to be busy doing Kriya mace. So like the Gemara, my nafik minayim, what's the nafkimina between these two reasons? Two different things. What's the nafkimina, practical nafkimina? Says the Gemara, is a nafkimina. Oh, let me see you see myself. Person goes, do you have someone else to carry the mace for you to do the mace? You don't have to do it yourself. Ain't told me, and never go different. If you say it's covered from mace usher, if it's which goes covered mace, that's why you can't say Kriya Shema, then even then it's usher to say Kriya Shema, even though you have someone else to do the kavura. However, if you say the reason is you have no one else to do it, you have someone else to do it. Therefore, you should be able to say Kriya Shema. So therefore, it's a nafkamino what the reason is. It brings down the Torah in Shulchan Aruch that l'mashal, a person has a sister, one of the Zion Krovim. Sister died, so you're in name, but she has a husband who's besides taking the Kfura sister. One of the things that a husband has to do for his wife, is to bury her. So the husband is taking care of it, your brother-in-law. So yet Allah is still in name. So again, what's the shayla? So that would be the shayla, nafmina alaka. Do we say that it's because of Kfura Shal Meis, that's why you can't do it, then you should be potter? Or do we say it's because of the fact that you're not allowed, it's not covered for the mace, and therefore even if you have someone else doing it, you can't do it? That is the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara wants to know what's the halacha. So the Gemara wants to prove that the halacha is Mishum Kvod HaShol Mace. The Gemara is going to show us it's Mishum Kvod HaShol Mace. So the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that next, the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Gemara wants to bring a raya. Gemara says, "Tell me, don't do a brisa. Potter mitilas lulav that an oinain is potter from taking the lulav the first day of Sukkot." The shayla is, "What do you mean the first day of Sukkot?" The Gemara is assuming that on the first day of Sukkot, you can't be busy with burying the dead. Because Yom Tov, there's no kfur, you're not allowed to be busy with all sacred kfur. Yom Tov, there's no kfur sameis on Yom Tov. So Memela, if you're potter, therefore you should be mechuyev in mitzvahs of netilas lulav, mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah netilas lulav. Vice versa, that you're potter, it must be because it's not covered ameis. That applies even if you can't be osei gevura. The chayitz araya that it's the tzaddis make kol shel meis, and not because you're busy being osei gevura. Or raya from this brisa. Gemara says, Tifta b'chol, no raya. I'll tell you, maybe we're talking about the chol hamoed. Chol hamoed, you're allowed to be buried. Maybe that the brisa is talking about, not about Yom Tov itseh, but rather your putter from Tilus Lulav is on chol hamoed when you can be osek b'kvirasa. You're allowed to be busy. So if you're allowed to be busy, Mimela, you have no raya. Maybe it's for no raya that it's covered amaze. Maybe again, it's Misha, Ein lo Misha Yisa Maso. So Gemara says, Fikmar Tanis, there'll be another brisa. Potem kia shayfer. You see, you potem kia shayfer. It's another law of the brayse that only is potem kia shayfer. Now, here's the b'mechol. You can't say it's b'chol because Allah be Yom Tov. It has to be Yom Tov because we don't blow. There's no chol hamoed on Yom Tov. There's no chol on blowing shayfer. It has to be on Rosh Hashanah itself. So you see, it must be on Yom Tov. So you see, on Yom Tov, a raya that on Yom Tov, again, you're potter from mitzvah kia shayfer. Why? Because vice dais, it's kvod ha'meis. It's not involved in kvuras ha'meis. So chara raya from here, that the reason why an oinin is potter from kriyishma is because kvod ha'meis, not because you're masasipik for us. Chara is a good raya. So Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, no, it's also not a raya. Kivan shayu zakek lo lavi aron takrichim. Since the halacha is that a person can go ahead and is allowed, is mechuyev to go bring our aron takrichim, that's mechuyev to do to help the process on burial of the mace right at the Yom Tov. Kivan tano, we looked at a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masecha Shabbos, mashikin al tchum lefakech al yiskei akala v'yaliskei hamace. We know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be busy preparing for a chasana or preparing for a levaya on Shabbos. You can't do that. Why? Because you're doing it's chilul Shabbos. So you're also not allowed to go chutz l'tchum, which is an issur d'oraita. You can't go out 2,000 amos. However, a person can go and walk until the tchum. He can do on Shabbos afternoon. He can walk right to the border of the tchum. And then he can go ahead. Why? Because they're waiting for Shabbos, the stars to come out that it's Matzi Shabbos, and immediately he could go ahead and start collecting the things that he needs to make the kal, to make the chuppah. He can quickly go ahead and collect the branches he needs to make the chuppah for the canopy for the wedding. Or he can go ahead and go take the wood he needs to make the aron or the garden for the tachrichim. Or even go ahead to bring the musical instruments that you use. They used to have the instruments. They have women used to go and blow the flutes along the way. The everything Rashi Masechta Shabbos and others that they used to incorporate. Used to escort the mason with them to Ma'orei Rachamim, to Ma'orei Espedim and Bechia. They would play musical flutes in a lamenting sound. They used to go do that. You ought to go ahead to go get the musical instruments that you should be able to go ahead and do the levaya right away, right after Yom Tov, right after Shabbos. So Gemara says, therefore you're allowed to go ahead and go right, go on Shabbos right by Yom Tov, to go right by the border to do that. So it's like, therefore, it's like you go ahead, you're busy with your kavura. So I'll tell you really, enochanami, maybe I'll tell you that back to, so therefore you have no raya. Even though the Brisa says, and you'll put them to Kir Shafer, and so you must be on Yom Tov, I'll tell you, no, really, maybe on Yom Tov. The reason why Onen is part, in Avel, and Onen is part of the Kir Shafer, is because since he can still go on that Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, he can go before the end of Yom Tov, he can go by the Tchum, and he can go ahead, right by the Tchum, and prepare himself to go and get the thing, so he's still busy with his Kavura. He's busy, he's preparing himself to be Osek in the Kavura right at the Yom Tov, to be able to bear the mace right away. So Mela is considered as Osuk, and he's involved in that. And maybe that's why he's Potter, because he's Osek B'maso. And therefore, even though we can't do it directly, but you can do things that we allow you to do. To go by the Tchum. So Mela, therefore, it's on Shabbat Yom Tov, you have a hat to be involved. So maybe I'll tell you, Nachramit. It's not because you can't say Kriya Shema because what you thought the reason is because Kvav L'Shal Neis. No, maybe it's because you're Oseik B'Kvura. On some level, you'd be some busy with some aspect of it, and therefore that's why you're Potter and all the mitzvahs, mitzvahs Hayom, all the mitzvahs of any day, and Kriya Shema as well. So maybe therefore you have no raya from here. So Gemara says, the Gemara says that from the raya, the Gemara comes out, doesn't bring a raya from here, which way it is. But the Maisa Halacha is, we paskin, you know, two studs when the Gemara was a Mavara, which side is the explanation for it. But major time Shia, the Halacha is surely, the Halacha is that an Oinen is Potter from all mitzvahs, including Kriya Shema. And until after the mace is, the person is buried. And in Fakert, Halacha the Maisa is that a person, an Avel, who, if he finished the kvura while it's still daytime before the evening, he could say Kriya Shema. And and he shouldn't say Kriya Shema in the morning, because since he's an oinen and he's potim Kriya Shema, later when the kvura is over and it's still daytime, left daytime, so you have to mechuyev Kriya Shema again, because you were oisik mitzvah potim and a mitzvah, you had no chiyev mitzvah, now you have a chiyev Kriya Shema. So therefore, the halakha is you don't do it in the morning, you do it only later. Tefillin is a different halacha. Tefillin, there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the minig is, do we put on tefillin if there's still time, but also yom? Some say you put them the entire day, mix a yom kukulo. So if the levaya even takes place early in the morning, and you put them in tefillin because you're an onen, then mixes yom kukulo, and you put them the entire day, you don't put on tefillin until the next day. And there are some have the minog that you do put on tefillin if there's left time left in a day, you can still put on tefillin. I've seen it in both ways. I've even seen sometimes where people put on tefillin by the base of Kfaris, right after the Gevura, when they're still getting close to Shkia, and people put on tefillin. But again, there's the different minhagim. Yesh, I mean, this Malkus Shulchan Aruch, they bring down both days. We'll stop over here. The Gemara continues. Still have some room left on the daf. But the Gemara now discusses some other halakas, nogeya, too, when the period of Avelus starts. We'll continue with this Gemara tomorrow.